All right, everybody, welcome to the lesson on writing a book. And I gotta tell you, this is interesting because Tim and I went back and forth with this forever, trying to flesh it out, trying to figure out what we needed to communicate to you in order to give you the best chance to write a book as quickly as possible. And I think we ended up deciding it's as simple and as difficult as writing the book. So Tim, let's talk about that for a minute, because I think at the end of the day, one of the things I want to hit really hard is it's a mindset shift when it comes to writing a book. Like, we see books, they're these huge things. How do we get that from our bookshelves and libraries, whatever, to in our heads understanding, okay, I can do this. So let's talk about that for a little bit, and then let's talk about the math that's required to actually make that book come to life. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, Todd, we're in this sort of lesson where we're really thinking about the number one pain point, which is how much time it takes to write a book, which everybody that sort of filled out our surveys told us this was the biggest problem. And so we sat down and thought, okay, well, how do we make this a time-efficient process? And we figured out that a lot of it actually just comes down to the psychology of how you think about writing a book, because that determines how much time you're going to need to write the book. And so one of the barriers that I had is I keep thinking of this book as like my life's work, and it's like this Mozart symphony that's going to last thousands of years. And that's not what it is. You've got to get more into the disposable mindset of someone is going to read your book, and that's great, and you're going to release it, and there'll be some sales. But then after probably 6 months, a year, that book is going to die. The great news is it'll die until you write your second book. And then the sales will start coming in again, because obviously your back catalog will start selling. But when you get into that kind of mindset, that books are way more disposable than you're willing to admit to yourself, that's when the time-saving magic starts to happen. Have you
Yeah, I
noticed that,
think
Todd?
so. And for me, it's less of a disposability and more of a putting it in the same category as a blog post. What's so different about a book than a blog post? It's still a lot of the skills that you need for both cases. So it's doing some research or becoming an expert in a topic. It's having that outline. It's sitting down and writing words every day. The only thing that's different about a book is there's some steps at the end that you want to do in order, like get your cover, get it formatted, do all these things to distribute it. But once you get to that point, and once you understand that, we both know that it's similar to a blog post. You crank it out, you get it gone, and then you move on to the next one. And I think that that's a beautiful thing, frankly, because it lets you enter into this new world where, okay, my books are shorter, they can still be super powerful, they can still be super pointed, and I could just start cycling through them. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, and I also think that, the title of the book is like a headline, the chapters are subheadings. When you start thinking in this sort of blog post article type thinking, it's much easier to get your head around what this book is actually going to be. And I think, Todd, we said at the start that your first book is going to be
At
average,
best.
unfortunately. If I look at the first one I did, it's, you and I talk about it all the time, Todd, it's embarrassing how bad that first ebook was that I did. But if I didn't do that first one, I never would have got to the now almost 8 years down the track. So it's important to get something out there. You will learn and be able to apply a lot of the skills that you're learning in this course by actually just getting your first book out there. It's not going to, create earthquakes and sort of thunder and lightning the day that you put it up on the Amazon store like we all think. It's much more downplayed, I would say, than what you might be imagining. And I also think as well that the first draft of this book is going to be probably pretty terrible, and it'll make you cringe. But that's also great news because, again, we just want to get the book out of your head, get it onto the computer screen, and then we can go back and refine it and make it look sexy and get some friends to review it and whatever else you want to do. But Todd, that's all pretty key in my mind to the time
Yeah,
saving.
100%. I mean, if you've been writing, you already have a book. I hope I say that 100,000 times. If you've been writing, you already have some of a book. And then if you commit yourself to just doing the work of writing, I think you'll find that a lot of times it's more procrastination than writing. And I say that as that sometimes uses a blanket excuse, right? Oh, you're just procrastinating. Oh, you're just pushing it off. But realistically, the only time that I procrastinate is when I feel like some task has this enormous weight or this enormous power over me. Like if you told me to, I don't know, sit down and write a Hollywood blockbuster screenplay that was guaranteed to make $50 billion or whatever, I would procrastinate on that because I'd be like, oh, this is kind of big deal. But if you have the skills to write sentences that turn into paragraphs that turn into blog posts, then you already have the skills to use those same words and those same techniques to write a book. It's just about getting it straight in your mind that, hey, this is a book, it's not a blog post. Of course I can handle this. Don't you think, Tim?
Yeah, it's simple, shift in psychology is what's going to get this book out in the least amount of time. So Todd, I think we now get into the next phase of around some of the maths around
A
how we
hundred
do this.
percent, 100%. I've hopped into my handy dandy deck here. And again, I'm gonna put this on screen just so you can see it. You have already started. You are currently writing your book. If you've been making content, you've been doing it. And the beauty, if I really wanted to go meta here, because a lot of books are drawn by our own experience anyways, if you're breathing, you have started writing your book because you have stories from your childhood, you have experience from work. Tim, this is one thing Tim never talks about, but he could sit down and write a book on sales tomorrow just because he spent so much time in the industry. All of your writing should come from what you know. And that means you don't have to set aside 2 years to research it because you're already in the process of writing a book. And again, we talk about a 20,000 word book in this course as the benchmark for your first one. As a complete book, that's where we want to be. I took some time to do the math around how long that would actually take if you sat down and did it. And if you wrote 500 words a day, it takes 40 days. 666 words a day takes 30 days. 750 words a day, it takes 26 days. 1,000 words a day, 20 days, and then 2,000 words a day, you can even knock it out in 10 days. And I know for my partner over there in Australia, sometimes cages himself up and writes 20,000 words at a time. So if you've got that gear, it's a book in a day. I think looking at it this way helps me understand that the barrier is not as high. And I'll even take another level for you, right? And talk about the speed, the words per minute that most people type. The average adult types 50 words per minute. 50 words a minute. So if you're taking this course, you're probably at least the average adult when it comes to typing speed. At 50 words a minute, that gives you 500 words in 10 minutes. So for 10 minutes a day, for 40 days to get your book done, knowing that you have all the details and the cover and the publishing and everything else, like here in this course for you to just pick up and go, I think that's worth the sacrifice. Or take a look at that 20-day marker. At 1,000 words a day, writing at 50 words a minute, which again, you're probably more than that, that's 20 minutes a day. So 20 to 30 minutes a day for 20 days to have a whole book. Of course, I'll do that. And for you watching this right now, the goal from this moment, from watching this video right now, is to have your book done 30 days from now. Roughly 700 words a day or 15 minutes. 15 minutes a day to knock that book out. And the crazy thing is, that's if you have nothing right now. That's if you have nothing. If you have nowhere, if there are no blog posts on the internet, on your hard drive, no essays anywhere, no little mementos you wrote yourself in high school hiding under your bookcase, if you have absolutely zero, that's how long it would take you. My guess is and actually I know this because I see some of you joining the Slack and talking, you've already got stuff, which means, boy, you're probably really close to having that book done. The last thing I want to share is something Tim said literally right before we jumped on this lesson, which is that time is imaginary. It's a thing in your head. Whenever you put into your mind that you don't have time to do XYZ or XYZ, if you're Tim, of course you won't make time for it because it's not going to be a priority. But I hope if you start to shift your mindset around books in general and go, it's not this big, powerful thing. It's not something out of my grasp. It's not going to define the whole rest of my life forever and doom me or save me if I write it. Then it's just a matter of time and saying, okay, I say I don't have time, but don't I have 15 minutes a day? Don't I have 20 minutes a day? Don't I have 10 minutes a day? If you don't have 10 minutes a day, you're probably not even watching this right now. So it's a moot point, but I think if you change your mindset around what a book is and around how you can write it and around the content that you currently have, gosh, it's just a sprint to the finish line. It's just about carving out that time. So Tim, any more thoughts? Go for it.
Todd, the time is there as well. The other point I'll make is that I get a lot of these people say, "Oh, I'm not sure if I'm a writer." And you know me, I like to strip things back and I say, "Look, did you write any emails this morning for work or personal emails?" And they go, "Yeah." And how long did you spend doing that? Oh, I spent an hour in the morning. Congratulations, you're a writer. You just tick the box. And then they go, and then I get other people that go, "No, I don't do email." Okay, cool. Did you send any text messages via WhatsApp to your family overseas in the last month? Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, did you? And how long were they? And they open up their phone, they show me their text messages, and they've got these 200 word, text messages going back and forth between family members. I said, "Cool. So, looks like you're a pretty great writer in WhatsApp. Now, you did tell me that you don't have this time every day. Yet, if I look at the timestamps in WhatsApp, looks like you're spending at least an
Go
hour
get
per
them.
day texting family. So you're already writing in emails and texts." And I look at it this morning, I spent an hour replying to emails. Now, maybe when I go on what Tim Ferriss calls book deadline, maybe for the next 30 days, Tim doesn't do emails. Or Tim only does the emails that have bills to be paid, and everybody else, my email has a snooze button. They get snoozed for 30 days. That's how you find the time. If you really, really think you don't have it, it's there, 100%.
I think anyone watching this course has the time, and it's a matter of prioritizing. It's a matter of accepting that you are a writer, that you can do it, that your first draft is going to be garbage, that your first book might be that might be garbage, or it might be average at best. But at the end of the day, accept it, make the time, make it happen. Because when you do, then you have a book that you can sell forever and earn on forever. And for me, frankly, that's worth the effort. So, Tim, good conversation. Let's move on to the next lesson. I encourage everyone, set that deadline, mark that calendar 30 days from now, you're going to have your book done. And in the meantime, we will see you in the next lesson.